Hey guys, I absolutely love that you're checking out and listening to the podcast. And I only have one ask quickly, and that would be if you could please share this podcast with somebody else that you maybe know that is going through the system or struggling to navigate it from the youth soccer perspective. And that would mean the absolute world to me because, as you know, I don't sell anything through the podcast and I don't have any sponsorships. And the more people that I can help, that is my overall objective. So I would absolutely love if you could share this with somebody. Take the 5 seconds to do so by sending it through social media or WhatsApp or whatever way that you like to share content, and I will make sure that I continue to deliver valuable and insightful content for you. Welcome to the Preparing for Practice framework for parents. There are 4 actions that we're going to discuss in a moment, and this is for parents that say they want to help their child be successful. So this is getting you closer to a 1% parent and to give your child the best chance at success in the long run, because you're going to help develop them to be self-sufficient and independent away from you. Kind of sucks, I'm sure. I'm not a parent, but you're giving them the freedom to learn and make their own decisions, okay? So the first action for a parent. You know what? Before that, remember, this is a framework. This is a guideline, an overview. This is not the end-all be-all answers, but this helps you have a system and a setup to help you be familiar with how you can help them be familiar with that process, okay? So action one. Give your child the responsibility. Do you want them to actually grow up, or do you want to, you know, kind of hold their hand all the way through life? If you want them to grow up, you need to give them the responsibility. I would help my child identify practice time and when they need to leave to arrive at the correct time. I would do that. 2, I would not control their actions. If they're not getting ready, that shows me that they are not serious. Simple enough. I will give him or her the freedom to choose and guide as necessary. They would need to, my child, prepare their bag, equipment, and water. And then they would need to show me that they want to make it to training. That's it. That's action one. Action two, I would let him or her zone in. When traveling to the game or practice, I would help them get in the zone. How would I do that? I would ask, what do you need to have to lock in? And once they tell me, I would let them run that for them and let them run the routine. I wouldn't involve that. That's them. Is it music? Is it a video? Is it a motivational speaker? Whatever it is for them, they need to find that. You can help guide them, obviously, or I can help guide them as the parent, but that's up to them. If they ask for advice and feedback, I'm going to keep it simple. Okay? If they ask me... If they ask me if I will be mad or upset because of a bad game or something, the only thing that I would be upset about is if they didn't give 100% in everything. And that's the only non-negotiable for me. So the only time I'm going to be mad or upset is if they do not give 100% effort. Otherwise, wins, losses, mistakes, part of the business. That's how they learn and grow. And then I want to make sure that they can arrive at least 20 to 30 minutes before the start of their practice. Okay, action 3. I need to let him or her own it. Let them walk into training on their own. So literally, what I would do is I would drive up to the lot where they know they need to go after maybe the first 2 times to make sure they know where to go, stop, let them get in, and they go on their own. I'm not going to park the car, walk in with them. I'm going to let them go first, and then if I feel like I need to go watch training, I would go in after. If I do need to say something when I'm dropping him or her off, this is what I would say. I love you. Have fun and enjoy yourself, and see you later. That's it. There's nothing else to be said. I would say 1 of 3 or all of the 3. Okay, if I want to watch training, go ahead, but sit far enough away to not impact him or her. Sit back and relax. Maybe bring a computer or music or something to just enjoy and relax. That way I'm not putting the pressure on him or her to have to perform. I would not speak to them at all, not even during water break. I would make sure that they take their water and keep it away from me on purpose. I don't want my child coming anywhere near me during training because I don't want to be that parent. Okay, action 4. It's a part of the business. Mistakes, success, failure, losses, which is learning, are all a part of the business. Let them make mistakes, learn, and grow from it. Do not berate, so I would not do this. Berate, joystick, or coach them during training or games. It's their game, not mine. It's their training, not mine. Trust and enjoy the process of watching my child play. And I would learn, or let them learn, and experience the beautiful game. This is their dream, not my dream. So that is the idea behind the framework, and those are the 4 actions that I recommend for you to take to help level your child up and to help level you up as a parent. Anyways, guys, without further ado, see you in the next video. See you there.
If you want more information, I have my age development curriculum that you can watch and look at for free on my YouTube channel, Kyle C. Wilson Official. All you need to do is just smash that subscribe button when you get there, and we'll see you there.